have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy for those who want to be one, have total control of oneself. The questions are for you, to encourage you to know thyself. I realize, I accept, and I'm fine with it. Most people don't want to know themselves. They love living in their hell. They love their misery. And they roam the earth to see who else they can pull into their hell. It's not for you. It's for those who want to overcome their hell. My biblical question, are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? Nicky, that a woman laying on the floor drunk?
Or thinking about getting drunk.
Amazing. Are you a problem to yourself? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, getting ready for the inauguration on Monday. If you're running around, taking your children to a public school today so that they can be destroyed because you just don't love them enough to stay home and educate them. If you're running around looking for a nice beach to lay up at, or you're running around selling stolen guns from a different country, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Oh, Lord. He drunk as a bastard.
Oh, hell, Donald Trump. I don't care what nobody say.
That's right. The great white hope, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, will be officially sworn in on Monday. And I heard on the Hake Report that Michelle Obama is not going to be there. I was thinking about the fact that Michelle, if it's true or not, I don't know if it's true, but she's not going to be there. And then I heard a report, again, I don't know, because you don't know what's true anymore, that Kamala Harris has not, and I think will not, invite J.D. Vance and his family to the White House. You know how the vice president normally have the new incoming vice president to the White House to walk over and stuff like that, show them around, show them where they're going to be staying, show them what kind of, and so they'll see what kind of furniture to buy. They said Kamala Harris is not doing that. She ain't going to invite them to the White House. What's up? And then I saw a report, looked like a black woman or black people running FEMA. I was like, no wonder FEMA screwed up. It ain't going to ever be right. No black folk ain't going to give white people no help in FEMA. They're going to give it to the people of color first. And whatever's left over, the whites will get it. No wonder South Carolina or North Carolina, they're still trying to dig their way out of a situation they had there. But anyway. And so I'm not surprised that these black people are not going, especially black women, are not going to the inauguration and all that, because they really don't care. They don't care. Especially when it concerns white people, they just walk all over white people because in their mind it's a payback. I remember years ago when I wasn't really into politics yet, and I was... I used to agree with the Democrats, and I remember once the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters, came home from the D.C. thing, came to L.A., back to L.A., and they had a community, quote-unquote, meeting with her, and she was, and Newt Gingrich was in the White House doing something at the time, and she was like, I told Newt Gingrich off. I just told him whatever I wanted to say. I don't care what these white people say. I just speak my mind. And I used to hear that a lot. Don't let white people tell you how to say, how to speak, and what to say. What a mess, huh? This is hell on earth, by the way. So it is Thursday again. And we take all calls, but... We take all call, but Thursday, we take the Bible Thumper Thursdays, right? Because on Thursday, because the Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time. It's hard to communicate with Bible Thumpers because they'll ask you a question about the Lord or about the Bible, and then you're trying to respond to them. And while you're trying to respond, their head is filled with another scripture. So it's kind of difficult to keep up with them. So I'm like, let me have a Bible Thumper Thursday, and that way we'll have a little bit more time with the Bible Thumpers, because we love the Bible Thumpers. We love the Bible Thumpers as well. We love all. And so today is Thursday again, and it is, and shall always be, Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, no.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why?
George, Lord?
Why George, God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Why, George, Lord? What a mess. It just occurred to me, so I need my experts in here. Hey, can Joel Friday TV and, I had the anchor babies in the studio already. I just have a quick question. It's a Bible Thumper question. And they call themselves being little Christians. Hank is a little homegrown Christian. And you're a fraud. Oh, no. No, you never went to church, right? And then the anchor baby, he definitely rebelled against church. Oh, man. And now they're experts on these things. So this is Hake of the Hake Report over there. My far left, your right, of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you haven't heard it, you owe it to yourself.
And then, slouch?
Right next to the Hake Report is Joel Friday TV. You black.
That's weird.
And Joel Friday TV is Monday through Thursday. Oh, Lord.
Switch headphones, Joel.
You don't want to miss it.
Use these ones?
Yep.
These are going to work.
So make sure if you have not checked out Joel Friday TV, amazing stuff. Monday through Thursday. And then to my far right and your far left is the one and the only with energy given to him by God. It's not even on loan. That means that, that means that God's not going to take it back.
Amazing.
And as Rex Limbaugh said, his energy was on loan from God. His talent was on loan from God. Well, the American Anchor Baby is given to him by God. It's a gift. So, and they're all experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. So check out their shows as well. You can call in and all that good stuff. I want to get their thoughts and your thoughts too out there in the world on these on this clip. I just saw it for the first time. I wasn't even familiar with it until Derek, my producer, he black. He told me about it this morning at our meeting. This is from Instagram. A Virginia pastor, the pastor, made a teenage girl stand up before the congregation to apologize for being pregnant. Watch this.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Stand right in front of the congregation. Yeah, right in front of just that table.
I want to apologize to everybody in here because I am pregnant.
That's all right, babe.
I'm sorry, y'all.
That's all right.
I just hope that y'all all forgive me and won't pray for me.
Shout out.
Shout out to the pregnant girl.
And the clapping congregation.
And the pastor went on to say, if you sin, then you repent right now. Not tomorrow, right now. Watch this.
They say, I assume she you repent then. You never wait later to repent. If you sin, you don't wait no 2-3. You don't wait till the baby come to repent. You repent now. You just don't do it again. But you got to repent. I don't care how you look at it. You already know the harvest. She already know what time it is. I told her, it's not what you think it is. But the church praying for you. We ain't gonna condone your sin now. We ain't gonna do that. Ain't no baby showers going on. That's what you lose out at. You have a baby out of wedlock, ain't no baby showers. And nobody just tripped by the 10-1.
Beast.
Ain't no mean no baby shower, and ain't nobody by the 10 either.
Don't nobody smile around that baby.
Did he rebuke the congregation for clapping?
No, that was a good thing. They were supporting her. She had repented.
Oh.
He said that there ain't going to be no baby shower, And nobody about the 10 one either.
the what one?
He keeps a short leash on his congregation. You're not going to support this girl.
He said nobody about to attend one either. He's saying, and no one about to attend one either.
Oh, about to attend one.
Joel doesn't understand country.
That's because Joel don't understand black culture. He white.
According to Maze.
According to Maze. Joel, you don't know. How you going to be up there talking about black people? You don't even know what black people mean. You don't even understand black culture.
I'm like, what the?
But yeah, he picks up, he knows like a whole bunch of Creole sayings and Southern sayings and stuff like that.
But you know, he ain't black.
Like, he explained to me what Tom like a mug meant. I'm like, mug? What's that mean?
Tom like a mug.
So
go ahead.
I was in the pastor. The pastor was very lower energy. And kind of like he tired or something.
Yeah.
Like lazy or something. It was kind of weird. But what is the, like, so she had a baby out of wedlock. Or like she's pregnant out of wedlock.
She's pregnant out of wedlock.
As a teenager.
And then she had to go, as a teenager, and she had to go up there and apologize for her actions.
Right.
But my question is that what was it that made her feel like she needed to go have sex with somebody and get pregnant? They don't want to talk about that. What's going on in the house?
They just want her to repent. I know, they want in front of the church.
It is kind of weird. It is weird to me.
So what do you think about that, Hank?
I actually covered this on my show. And it was a tip.
Shout out to your show.
It was a tip from a supporter. Even though you're right that she repented, so they clap. But I don't like when people clap in church, honestly, when people applaud in church.
Well, that's because you're a homegrown church.
True.
Christian.
Stay quiet.
You don't even know people applaud in church and praise the Lord and dance.
I'm white. We keep it peaceful.
Right.
I liked the peaceful, calm demeanor of the pastor, and I liked his kind of old school ways. It didn't make sense to me that she's apologizing to other people for her getting pregnant.
Right.
Because she did herself wrong and her baby wrong and the man wrong, the young man wrong, and that's it. She doesn't need to apologize to anybody about that. I can understand, like, saying, I'm pregnant, I'm wrong, just so that everybody knows and they don't just whisper and gossip behind her back or whatever in the church. Because she's eventually going to start showing, I would imagine.
Looked like she was kind of showing there.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
I don't know. I didn't tell.
Looked like I saw a belly. I may not have, because she had on church mama clothes.
Yeah, they're all like dressed in white.
That's mama. They call it, I don't know what religion that is or what church it is, but most of the time when those women wear white dresses like that, they're the mother of the church or something.
So the far left, anti-white sports journalist woman Jemele Hill shared this on her IG. That's where I got it.
Oh.
And that's where the tip came from. And this woman said, I have a lot of thoughts, but this young lady needs to find a new church. But I don't agree with that. Just because I don't necessarily agree with apologizing to everybody.
All right.
The pastor seemed like a good guy. So, that's my thoughts.
That's your two
rewind
cents.
That epi.
I got more, honestly.
I got to find that epi.
Yeah. Amazing. What do you think about it, Joel? What do you say about it, Joel?
Well, I think it's nobody's business that she don't got to tell anybody that she's pregnant or say sorry. It's nobody's business.
Nobody's business. Ain't nobody business if I do.
Is that Billie Holiday?
Yeah.
Is that a yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like it's nobody's business that she got pregnant and she don't have to tell anybody. And if they're going to make people apologize, then she need to go up there and the parents need to go up in there and apologize.
And they all need to go to jail.
They all need to go to jail next. Ship them off right after that apology. But I don't think it's anybody's business. It's like, okay, you did this thing, and then you just, like, realize you were wrong, and that's it. You don't got to, like, now go and embarrass yourself in front of a congregation and spill the beans. I don't know. It's just one of those weird things it looked like to me.
All right.
Yeah.
And he said that she needed to repent, and you ain't going to wait later to repent. You got to repent right now. I'm like, she's already pregnant. She should have repented.
Weird.
I support not celebrating it, though, not having this baby shower and all this shamelessness. Because nowadays, everybody's like, oh, you're pregnant. Oh, that's wonderful. And it's not wonderful. Anyway.
It's life.
Well, I thought a baby was gift. And people in the people in the IG comments, Instagram, were like, I thought a baby was a blessing. Shrugging face emoji.
How is a baby a blessing?
Because it's a life, and then it feeds the woman's ego, and that the baby becomes her world.
Oh.
It's really a show-off party. These are like show-off parties, like baby showers, weddings. These are all just showing off.
So it's a blessing because everybody's going to get a chance to have a fun.
It's not a
party.
It's a devilish blessing.
It's like you get it. Now you get to show everybody that you're having a baby and that you're so happy and excited and they can all be proud for you. And it's just like a show-off party. That's how I see it.
Yeah. That's why they call it a blessing.
Well, life is a gift, don't you know, Jesse?
Life is a gift? Why you said life is a gift?
I mean, that's what they say.
Who said it?
Pastors.
People. Everybody.
How is it a gift?
Because you get to live.
Is life a gift, Nick?
Life is a blurse. No, it's a
blurse.
A gift?
Blessing, curse.
Like new babies?
Is life a gift?
Yeah.
It has it a gift.
It sure is interesting to be alive. You know what I mean?
You can't deny that.
Like,
logic,
wouldn't you extend your life if you could?
Okay, so you say it is a gift.
Sure. Isn't that in the Bible?
Isn't that in the Bible? Look, Satan asking about the Bible.
Doesn't Satan know the Bible?
So what do you say about, let me ask, if life is a gift, how come God said we should cry when someone is born and laugh when they die?
Solomon said that.
Somebody said it in the Bible.
In Ecclesiastes or something.
Or like, you should cry when someone is born and laugh when they die, because when they're born, they bring you grief in your life.
When you're born is hell.
Yeah.
When you die, it's heaven.
But anyway, now, when people talk about kids as a blessing, I've always heard that. I've always seen those same people, and they may not say it with words, look at their kids like a curse. You know what I mean?
And they treat the kids like they're a curse. Yeah, they yell at them, cussing them out, beat them, send them to public school.
Yeah.
They don't treat them like they're a blessing.
If they're raised right and they turn out well, then I think that's a blessing.
But nobody raised right. And they don't turn out
others.
Well.
Some less worse than others.
Amazing. So what do you think about the pregnant lady having to repent?
There's something about... It's like in my mind, there seems to be like almost a fantasy that it's like a nice story where we're a congregation and we're kind of accountable a little bit, and we're going to, and look, she's got pregnant. And so we're going to be like, hey, we're not going to support this, but whatever, you're part of the church. But that's just like a fantasy in my mind, I think. I feel like every church I've been to is like every person is worse. You got that person, you got the lady up there pregnant. Every person in that congregation is probably worse than her. I'm waiting for the line of people where they all apologize. You know what I mean? But,
amazing.
Nah, it's weird. It's just weird. I don't understand it. But maybe that's a black people church thing. Maybe that they try to like hold each other accountable and like make sure everybody's walking in. But all that does is just make, to me, it just makes people want to be more rebellious.
Yeah.
So she's probably tired of walking the straight line, and she's 16 or something. And then she found a little boy, and she's like, ooh.
Yeah, you feel restricted from the outside.
Yeah.
From outer people, and then you behave based on because of that, and that's doesn't feel like the right motivation or the right discipline.
First of all, when did it become a sin to get pregnant out of wedlock?
Oh, interesting. It's definitely seen
that it's wrong to have S out of wedlock.
What?
It's wrong to have sex out of wedlock. I'm calling more attention to it by like being shy about it. It's wrong to have sex out of wedlock.
And how is that wrong? Is that a sin?
It's from sin. What are you laughing? I thought that was deep.
Is that a sin? And so is that a sin?
No, it's just a sign of it. It's like an embarrassing sign of it, I think.
So it's not a sin to have, as you say, what do you call it?
S.
Have sense out of wedlock.
Right.
Is that a sin?
That's a good question. I never thought about that. It's just seen as a sin, and you kind of think it's a sin because you kind of been taught that it's a sin.
Right.
But now that I'm thinking about it, what that is just judging something as wrong, and I don't think that's just judgment. It's just judgment. So I don't think it's a sin. I wouldn't call it a sin now that you have me thinking about it.
Because the world thinks it's a sin, they're doing all kinds of things to address that symptom, like have birth control, get abortions, and all kinds of other stuff to address that ill. They think that it's a social ill, teen pregnancy.
Amazing.
And teen pregnancy has gone down, but it's not like we've gotten better morally.
Well, it's not going down because the team not having sex.
Right.
They're going down because the team having the morning after pill.
Yeah. Well, people are having less sex, too, because people are getting more into pornography and all kinds of other things.
People are having less sex?
Yeah.
I don't know if people are having less sex.
No, it's a fact. It's a fact.
What do you mean people are having less sex?
It's a fact.
Look it up.
I think people are having, to me, it seems like, it may be statistics, but it seems like people are having more sex. And
the younger generations.
Before the women used to not have sex, now the women are having sex like the men are having sex. I don't know.
No, I'm not saying that they're more moral. I'm just saying that they're more, maybe. There's a whole lot of like shy people. They're all into pornography. They're separated. They're doing all kinds of crazy things.
Maybe.
They're more into sex than ever, but they're having less.
Is that a sin to have a baby get pregnant out of wedlock?
I'm going to say no the reason is because I can't even quite explain why it would be. Like, for example, I'm trying to just keep it simple for myself, like almost even logical. I can tell you why anger is so bad. Like, it destroys.
Right.
It destroys from the within. It only comes from within. The problem is not without. But I can't even say why exactly sex out of wedlock is a sin. I can maybe tell you a couple of reasons why it's maybe bad or a.
Have you ever thought that sex out of wedlock was a sin?
Yeah, I've gone in and out of that. I've thought all sorts of crazy things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've thought about everything. But yeah, I've been reading the Bible, especially early on.
Right.
Like,
Lord, the devil reading the Bible.
I meant to not been reading the Bible. I meant to
I've
say
been reading the Bible.
That's not what I meant to say. I meant to say there's been a time where I've opened the Bible and that thought has come to me. I'm like, is sex out of wedlock a sin? It might be.
Amazing.
Anyways.
Actually, a really good question is sex out of wedlock sin, because you want to automatically think, yeah, it's a sin. But who said that? Where did that come from? It had to come from a teaching.
Yeah.
Because nobody really knows why or what makes it a sin.
And I don't even think anywhere in the Bible says sex out of wedlock is a sin.
It might be. I think they've described some stuff as like you're sinning against your body.
Who?
Paul in the Bible said something like that. I forget the exact phrasing.
A quick break back in a moment, and then we'll take your phone calls and all that good stuff.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and You know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Welcome back. 888. That's a sin.
I know.
That's probably the most egregious one I've ever seen in my whole career.
The jump and everything is off.
Why were you jumping?
You trying to beat the camera or something?
I was jumping over Joel's feet. That was pretty nimble. That was like pretty ninja.
He jumped across trying to get in. What about to say? I was brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow at 12 noon. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Very interesting discussion with Albert Guillory, I believe.
Guillory.
Guillory. Albert Guillory. Dare say galore. You black.
What are you doing?
My producer said galore.
Oh, Lord. Oh, for the Fallen State guest.
Yeah. But it's Guillory, right?
Guillory.
Guillory.
That's how I always pictured
galore.
It.
Galore.
You said Guillory? He said he swear he said Guillory. Okay. Okay, I may have misheard. He is an ordained minister, Navy veteran, former criminal defense lawyer, and served in the Louisiana House of Representatives and the Louisiana Senate. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks today?
They complain and whine, and that's it. America is the best place on earth to live. The greatest amount of freedoms, the greatest amount of opportunity.
What is a man?
He who is made in the image of God, doing his will, reaping the fruits of the Spirit.
So will you ever marry again?
I am seriously looking for my fifth wife.
And will you make children too?
Absolutely. I'm only 80 years old.
I was looking forward to having that conversation with Albert because I was familiar with him through the years. I remember when he announced that he was becoming a Republican. He used to be a Democrat. And some years ago, he announced that he would be Republican because one of the reasons he was disappointed in the government and the Democrats. And so he's been married four or five times. And he's 80-something years old, or 80 years old. I'm like, would you ever get married again? He's like, yeah, I'm seriously looking for a wife. And I'm like, why? He said, well, I have a 15-year-old daughter. I'm paying child support right now. I might as well pay child support until I die.
He loves pain.
His fifth one, too.
At 80 years old.
Yikes.
See, it is a blessing. Life is a blessing.
And he lives in the house that his parents are slaves. His parents were slaves or worked, no, not slave, I don't think, but worked for the master, like I did down in Alabama.
Sharecroppers.
Sharecroppers, but they live on this plantation.
Nice.
And when the white man died, something like that, his father bought the plantation, bought the house, and he live in that very house right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where at?
Louisiana.
Oh, interesting. So he's 85?
I know he's 80-something.
80-something?
Yeah.
But he has a child that's 15, so he had it at 70. That's crazy. The male's testosterone is resilient. That's for sure.
Well, remember Abraham. Abraham was 100, Sarah was 99. And Abraham making babies at 100.
But Abraham was normal different? For men, and Sarah was a miracle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Interesting.
It was an amazing conversation. It really was an amazing conversation. He's 80 years old. And he mentioned that his father had 20-something kids.
That's crazy.
And I think he said he has seven right now.
I want 80.
By three different women? Wait, three or four different women.
This guy?
Albert.
Oh, his father had the 20 kids?
Well, his father, we don't know how many women.
Right.
But him, how many times he's been married?
Four or five times, so yeah. That's a good point. Amazing, but it was, you're going to love it. You're going to, and I wanted to talk to him because he was 80, and I wanted you all to hear how black people used to think as opposed to how they think now. Wait until you hear what he said about the civil rights movement itself. Oh, my God.
Nice.
Amazing. So Friday at 12 noon, we don't have a new episode yet for the TV. I mean, from Punching, right? Okay. And so the Hate Report is coming up at 9. Join us Friday at 11 a.m., all Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon today. All right, get ready for that. I want to go to Connor about, he want to talk about the woman at the well. Connor.
Hey.
You are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Yeah, I was calling for Bible Thumper Thursday. I've been listening for a long time. Shout out Hake. Shout out Joel Friday, the Anchor Baby. You guys are awesome. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
This is actually, you guys were talking about sex before marriage being a sin and stuff like that. When Jesus went to the well, I think it's like John chapter 4 or something, and he asked that lady to go back to her husband, and she was like, I don't have any husbands, and Jesus was like, no, you got five husbands. I think, like, I kind of got, like, this theory because of that, like, I don't know, like, sex before marriage just means, like, you're married, and you shouldn't be, like, married to that many people. Does that make sense?
Well, when Jesus told the woman she had five husbands, whatever he said to her, he was just letting her know he knew her.
Yeah.
He also said, the man you're with is not your husband.
Right.
And if she was sleeping with that man, that doesn't mean that's marriage.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, why would he say that, though?
Because he wanted her to know.
Because she was lying.
It was descriptive, I think. That what you mean, Jesse? I'm trying to understand. Like that he was just describing her.
Right. He knew her and everything about her.
Oh,
she was
okay.
Surprised that he knew her. And yeah.
Why was he calling them her husbands, though?
Maybe she's been remarried and remarried multiple times.
But there is...
But the only reason it's my theory, though, too, is because in Genesis, like, it basically says when a woman and a man lie together, they become one flesh. And, like, that's kind of – and I feel like dating and, like, all the things nowadays are just things, like, humans made up and wasn't really what God, like, intended for us.
So what now?
Like, dating and stuff, like, how it is, like, in modern culture right now, like, I don't think that's what God intended it to be, like, at all.
You may be onto something, man.
Yeah, I've heard that. Heard that before.
He was supposed to add a wife to you. You're not supposed to look for one or anything. He will add it unto you. So you may be onto something.
Can I ask you one more question?
Do you want to say something?
I've heard that before, is that when you sleep with people, you do become married in that sense, in that false sense. So I think I understand what he's referring to. Is he's in? I don't know. I haven't read that scripture, so I don't know. I can't interpret it right now. But when I guess it says that she laid with five people, and Jesus seen her as those are the five husbands. I understand what he could be alluding to, because when you do lay, I've heard it to be you're actually getting married in that way, in a false way, and that's considered a marriage. So I understand what he's saying. I don't know how true it is, but it makes sense.
Amazing. I used to think having a child out of wedlock was a sin, too, because I didn't know at the time. I understand. I just going by what I've been taught. And I know now I've been taught wrong, and I don't see that. You shouldn't do it, so don't run out and do it. I'm not recommending it, because it will bring a child. The child need the father and the mother together, but I don't. It's not a sin, but it shouldn't. It's not recommended, but it's not a sin.
Yeah,
you know, another thing too
is sex marriage.
What
is sex marriage? Because that's what he was suggesting.
What sex does, it causes you to become one emotionally, and when you become one emotionally, you lose sight of God. You're trying to get everything from each other. And that's what it awakens your emotions, and it makes you think about the girl. She think about the guy. You start fighting when you can't get what you want. It makes you, and that's why you should wait and get married, so that when you are married, you're at least together. But it just awakens you emotionally.
Interesting.
Yeah. Another thing too
is, can I ask you one more question?
Another thing too is, it's like we're talking about these words like marriage and all that, and it's like I think we should have a little awareness when we say something like, if we're gonna say something like, or even suggest like, sex is marriage, and Jesus was telling that woman that she had five husbands. Do we really know what that means? Does that mean that Jesus wanted her to live with all five of them and like have a home with them? Like, what does that look like? Married to five different men, like that.
I don't think that Jesus saw it that way, because he said the man you're with is not your husband,
right?
So then maybe,
but there's
Jesus
others who
was,
are seeing it like that, and I'm saying they're jumping the gun,
right,
of understanding.
The man she married the one time, the first man was her husband, not all these other men that came later. That was her husband, the first man, and that's why men are not supposed to marry women who are already married, let the husband die.
Yep.
Well, maybe Jesus said she was a slut.
That's what I think he was. I think that's what he was thinking. That Jesus was saying, he was calling her a slut. Right? You know, you got five husbands, girl.
Hey, girl with the five men.
I wonder if Jesus was thinking. What she was saying? Well, Jesus, I got five husbands. I wonder what she think. What a slut.
Jesus was slut shaming.
Yeah. Hey, you with the five husbands? Let me talk to you.
Amazing.
But she loved him for it, because she told everybody about him.
Yeah.
She said, come see the man who told me everything I ever did.
That's amazing.
That's why I think he mentioned that, because he wanted her to know that one of the things, that he already knew her history. He knew everything about her. And she was surprised by that, for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, whatever else he meant by it, only the Lord knows. But go ahead, Connor. You had another Connor.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you would support. I'm starting a new organization. It's called WAN.
Hold on a minute, Connor. Hey, don't announce it and all that.
Huh? Wait, what? No, I was wondering if you support it. It's Womanhood of a
Hey,
New
whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, he making a joke?
No, he sounds like he's really started a new organization that he wants to promote.
Connor, tell Derek the name of your organization, and then we'll get to you with it. Because I don't want to promote unless we're familiar, know what we're promoting. All right? Derek, my producer's telling me that Sonny, get the name of his organization, Connor. I mean, Derek. Derek said Sonny from The View. Commented under this video and said she hosts the girl about baby shower.
Dude,
typical mama subversive evil. I shake my head.
Amazing.
I wonder, too, if that church has been doxxed and if they're getting threats and all kinds of stuff. Because you know how people don't mind their own business?
Right. All in that man's business.
Yeah.
Leave that man alone. What? Well, tell them to send us some information about it, because I don't want to promote it until we understand it. I realized recently, just recently, like real recently, that one of the greatest mistakes we made, and I think this came from the women.
Ooh.
I may be wrong, when they started the whole woman lib kind of thing. One of the greatest mistakes, because when I was reflecting, I don't remember hearing this when I was growing up, right? We have made a big mistake talking about sex publicly. Yeah. Telling about the purpose of sex life and everything. I think it's one of the greatest mistakes that we've ever made. One of them. What do y'all think?
I agree. I think that's part of the reason, too, that when straight people would talk about the sex,
yeah.
It invited the homosexuals yeah. to be open about their sex. And then now we're like, ew, but it was been ill,
yeah.
even with the straight people.
It even invited the people who have sex with animals to be open
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, it's like, because it's perversion just getting deeper and deeper, yeah. yeah. That's a good point.
And what do you think about that, Nick?
It's an interesting line of thought. Seriously, I remember when we were watching that video of the pregnant girl, I thought, really, the only proper thing here is keep this to yourself. Keep your business to yeah. yourself.
Yeah.
So it's definitely an interesting thing to think about.
And sex is sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there was, and it still is in a way, shame in sex.
Yeah.
People used to, when I was growing up, ain't no way in the world
yeah.
we would let our parents know. Or anyone. Yeah. The boys would kind of tell each other, blah, 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 because we were like on an ego trip and we tried to say, I mean, you know, we did that to girl, right?
But it was locker room talk.
Right.
Yeah.
And because sex is sacred, it's not supposed to be exploited. And misused and talked about in a way that...
Yeah, celebrated and all that stuff, yeah.
What do you think about that, Hank?
I agree. It seems off. It does seem wrong. And like Joelle said, it opens up to all kinds of mess.
Uh-huh. And I think this women brought this, I want to talk about my sex just like a man. I want to do this, do that. And it's just now it's just out there. There's no more. Because women used to be embarrassed, too, if they had sex out of wedlock. You wouldn't hear a lot of women saying they had sex out of wedlock. They wouldn't be talking about that.
Yeah. And it makes the point, too, about this girl going in the church and speaking it. Yeah. It's revealing a lot about her. And it's opening them up to judge her.
Absolutely.
Saying, oh, she's having sex. Oh, she's pregnant.
Ain't no way that man should have did that to that girl.
Yeah.
Who is he to bring somebody up to the church and say, repent?
That's true. Because she probably already feel guilty for what happened, right?
Yeah.
And now he goes up there and put her up there and make her feel shame to the whole congregation.
And as one of you guys said, there's no one in that congregation that hasn't already sinned.
Yeah, yeah.
And they up there, that was awful that he did that to her. One last question, then I'll be done with y'all. According to Peter 2:24, he was bearing our sins on his own body, in his own body, on the cross, so that we might die to our sins and live for uprightness. Through his bruises, we have been healed. And so, but I used to think sex was a sin like that too, but or getting prayed out of well, I was a sin, but it's not a sin.
Yeah.
The sin is of the heart. And as Hate said, something about it that was interesting. You thought it was real deep. And it was.
It's a symptom of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It comes from sin.
Absolutely. It comes from something else is wrong that caused her to look for love in that way and get pregnant like that. it was something else wrong, as you said, in the home.
Yeah.
Amazing. What a mess. Last word, Hank.
I still like the pastor, though.
Last word.
It's kind of like what you say, the sins are washed away.
Yeah.
So it's like these things, we're feeling this false guilt. We shouldn't be feeling guilty for if it's washed away. So
that's right.
You don't have to feel any type of way.
He made up to get up there and make a fool of herself.
Yeah.
And her sins have been washed away.
Yeah. And her, yeah. she did seem to pause and like break down, maybe crying.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, when she's crying, she's lying.
Yeah.
And I understand like it's an embarrassment, but it's not like a real repentant shame.
Salvation is of the heart. And what do you say, Anchor Baby?
So
last word.
Time to have no, that's a horrible last word to go out on. Life is a blessing.
Children are a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
What's on your hand?
Nothing. It's nothing.
Ooh, it's nothing.
Keep it below the.
It's too late.
And Maria saw it because you were doing all this earlier.
Oh, it's nothing.
What? I ain't never seen it on your hand before.
It's just a thing.
Right.
The audio podcast listeners have no idea. The video might not know either.
Let me go quickly to sorry, folks. Steven, a first-time call out of New Mexico. You on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Steven.
Well, and what's up, boys? I'm so nervous because I watch you guys all the time, so it's weird to be a first-time caller, but thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Relax.
Just breathe, baby.
That's right.
What the? I just wanted to comment about the sexual immorality stuff. You guys were talking about sex and all that, and so I just wanted to bring up a few points that I think about, especially concerning like our culture in America and what's going on, you know. And I don't know if it's true, but I heard someone on some YouTube channel saying like one of the things that happens before a society collapses is that they become obsessed with sexuality and sex. And if you look at other civilizations right before they collapse, people are having sex like crazy and there's no morals around it.
That's why I said that we're in our country, we have made a mistake by flippantly talking about sex and taking the seriousness of it. It has been taken away. And so now everybody talking about it, everybody doing it, they tell you what they're doing and when they're doing it, because they have taken the righteousness, because there's a reason and a right way to have sex.
Right, I agree. And so I wanted to quote a scripture, because Hake actually mentioned it.
Hold on, Stephen, I'm sorry. I got to take a quick break. Hake news, not the faint news. Back in a moment.
Are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot.
lot of mess going on in the world. Spam calls. Even the so-called world leaders are getting them. The Gaza deal or non-deal, who knows? And Biden's farewell address to the nation. This is the end of hour one of Bible Thumper Thursday, January 16th, 2025 AD. The lines are full, guys, I do believe. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. Hang tight. And you can call in every so often or as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller for a chance to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Okay? But first, fake news, not fake news. Or even during fake news, not fake news, you can try it on in case somebody drops off. By the way, Women's Forum is tonight. It's the third Thursday of the month. It's the 16th of January, 2025. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles is the Women's Forum. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports. Unwanted spam calls, you know, fake, marketing, robots, scams, stuff like that. Calls are rampant nowadays. Some so-called world leaders even struggle to escape them. Thailand's prime minister said she received a spam call from an AI system demanding money in the voice of another famous head of government. Nice. That's funny. It's amusing. I wonder if she went to 7-Eleven to like wire some money. I don't know. And a Gaza deal. After more than 15 months of bitter war in Gaza and uncertainty over the fate of hostages, Israel and Hamas have finally agreed to a ceasefire deal on Wednesday. Shout out to our greatest president, Trump. And I guess crooked Joe Biden, a little, right? I wonder if Trump was involved. I don't know. Celebrations erupted around the world as talks of the deal spread. See, I told you BB was base. Many of the details and timeline remain unclear. Israel's cabinet was expected to approve the deal today, but the vote was delayed because some sticking points remain unresolved with Hamas. The first phase of the truce, set to begin on Sunday, this Sunday, could see the release of Israeli hostages held in Gaza and of Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli custody. The agreement may also soon bring a withdrawal of Israeli troops and an influx of aid into the enclave amid a dire humanitarian crisis. So we're pulling for you. You Palestinians, I almost said lame-o Palestinians, but we don't want to be mean. Joe Biden's farewell address, Crooked Joe, delivered his farewell address to the nation on Wednesday, just days before he leaves the black on the inside White House for us to turn it white on the inside again, white washed with the blood of Christ in Trump. Biden issued a stark warning about the threats of unchecked power. Isn't that rich? I shake my head. What he called the tech industrial complex. He pointed to the dangers of social media companies giving up on fact checking. What a lying lame-o, huh? The truth is smothered by lies. He's helped smother truth by lies told for power and profit, said Crooked Joe. He said he was concerned that a few wealthy people holding a lot of power could threaten democracy. Pardon me. He also hailed his administration's accomplishments, so-called accomplishments, as the First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, Vice President Cackling Kamala Harris, and others listened to his final speech in the Oval Office. Nice. We wish him well. A period of dangerous fire weather conditions in Los Angeles has passed, but confidence increasing that another Santa Ana wind event will impact SoCal next week. We're not out of the woods yet, said the black female mayor Karen Bass on Wednesday, as Cal Fire warned that extreme hazards and the potential for growth. So we'll see. There may be another whip up of fires here in Los Angeles area. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-7773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? What a sad way to live. Are you a problem to yourself? If you're running around, folks, we're heard around the world Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And sometimes, you know, people making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, running around, just can't sit and watch any podcast. You could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 4131. Oh, God. Oh, catch my breath. I won't be turning back. To donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to your super chats. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk and Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, Lord!
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a bastard. What the?
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shana na na. I didn't know white people carrying on like that. I thought it was a black thing.
I never seen that before.
So my experts are still here, and I want to go back to Stephen, our first-time caller out of New Mexico. We put him on hold because we ran out of time there in the first hour. And we were talking about the young girl who got up. The preacher had her to get up in front of the church and confess that she was pregnant out of wedlock, confess her sin. And it was horrible that he did that to her, I believe. But Hake thought the preacher was pretty cool.
I stand by that.
And I want to go back to Stephen out of New Mexico. Stephen, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesse. Yes, you guys are cracking me up. You guys are laughing, and I'm laughing, and then you're playing the crazy pastors, and I'm laughing my ass off. Those are the funniest clips ever.
And you're drunk as a bastard.
For the record, I think it is Badger. I think you guys have
Badger.
This debate.
It's what?
Badger.
I think.
Oh, Badger. Somebody to irritate the... you?
Jump at the Badger.
It's like an animal.
Yeah, like an animal. Yeah,
animal, but, yeah that, but that's where that word comes from. Somebody who's badgering you?
Yeah, like, stop badgering me.
Yeah. It's an animal.
But then it makes me think badgers probably like to break into alcohol stashes in Grandpa's basement or something. Because
where are badgers from? What part of the country are they in?
I don't know. And a honey badger is not a badger. It's a different animal entirely, by the way.
I've never seen
it. It's like a vicious animal, though. Short-legged omnivore in the family of something, something. Short-legged omnivores. They kind of look sort of like raccoons or something.
Ugly.
Oh, yeah, they're probably related to those. They like to steal alcohol.
Are they in Africa?
Yeah, look like
they have better technology than
sort of related to Wolverines.
I think we could do a little bit.
You pull it up on the screen.
Look at his claws.
Show the camera, the computer.
Look at this. There you go.
Oh, that's a bastard.
No, badger.
It's one kind of.
It's an bastard. American badger.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
What part of the country?
There seem to be all over the world except for cold places in South America and Australia. But they seem to be all over.
I've never seen them.
Yeah,
I've never seen any here in this country.
The American badger is all around this area, supposedly. I've never seen him either.
Oh, me neither.
Okay.
That badger's a bastard.
Well, anyway, Stephen, go ahead. You want to make a comment about something in the Bible you want to read?
Yeah, I just want to read some scriptures real quick because it's Bible Thumper Thursday, and this relates to the topic, and I think Hake and the last caller even kind of brought it up. But this is 1 Corinthians 6:13, and it says, "The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body."
And all
so
that,
I just wanted to
And that means what
that.
To you?
Because like earlier you guys were kind of talking about like, you know, is it a sin and this and that?
Yeah.
You know, and when you read that and you realize like how we're important to God and God should be important to us, you know, I really think when you have sex with a person, it's ultimately a spiritual thing. And that's why I read that scripture, because it's even saying like, even if you were to pay for a prostitute, you and that prostitute become one body.
Yeah.
But I feel like people who don't believe in God, they would never see it that way, right? A non-believer or someone who doesn't think that's true would say, "Oh, no, it's just a physical transaction. I just give her money, and then she lets me have sex with her." But something deeper spiritual is going on every time you have sex with a person.
That's why I said that. I just realized recently, really recently, that sex is sacred, and it's really just made to have children. And but we, because of our fallen nature, and we listen to the women. I believe it started with the women when they started the whole woman's movement thing. They were trying to be because they were jealous of men. They were trying to be like a man, and so they talk about sex and sex this, and it's a joke now. It has no sacredness to it anymore. And I just say we made a horrible mistake concerning sex. We're not supposed to be telling everybody our sex life and all that kind of thing. We've taken this, as I said, the sacredness away from it.
Amazing. Right, I agree.
What do you think about that?
It's supposed to.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And so I think
he was like, talking to me. What the?
Just like I believe in God, I believe there's a devil, and he wants to water down the sacredness. Yeah. Of sex, right? So if it's sacred, the enemy wants to make it look like, no, it's just an everyday thing, and as long as it makes you happy.
Yeah.
And I want to thank all you guys, Jesse, because I agree with a lot of what you say. And of course, I disagree with some things that you say, but like, you've helped me a lot in the last 3 months. I've been watching since like October.
Oh, okay.
And I do believe that sex is also for pleasure. I don't think it's just to make babies, because I can't deny, and I don't want to sit up here and say I'm some kind of saint, because I've struggled with my sexual immorality and jumping from girlfriend to girlfriend and getting involved in relationships I shouldn't, because I'm trying to fill that void through a person or the sex. But I can't deny that when you have sex, it's like, it's the greatest physical feeling that a person can do, arguably.
But,
and then, you know,
and
you
you're right,
sex,
but
you
it
go,
was,
what the?
Sex was never meant to be for pleasure. It is that now, because we're taking out the how important it is, and we're made it like taking a drink or getting drunk or partying or whatever, right? But it was never meant to be a pleasure, even though there's pleasure in it, so that you can make the baby, but it was never meant for pleasure. It was never meant for that. But thank you, Steve.
Is it with PH or V?
It's PH.
Thanks.
I appreciate
Don't let Jesse call me Stefan, because I know how he does.
I know. Amazing. He black. Thank you, Steve.
He white. Okay, thank you, guys.
All
you guys are awesome. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. What were you about to say?
I agree with what you're saying, because sex is not supposed to be celebrated as good. And the world has turned it into this thing of like, oh, this is like special moment. Yeah. This is love. I'm making love. But it's really, it's not supposed to be celebrated as a good thing.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I didn't know either. So I just learned it and realized this very recently. But that's what happens when you get to know yourself. You're going to be surprised at what you don't know. We've been taught everything wrong. You have no idea how far we off from our parents and schools and preachers, the experts, not my experts, those with degrees, and others.
We had a punchy TV taping yesterday, and we talked about some of this stuff, so get pumped.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to spoil it too much, because I get in trouble for spoiling it.
It's true. Spill all the beans all the time.
Yeah. Amazing. I want one other thing. Oh, me said, not just wrong, the exact opposite of right. that's my PR guy. Oh, me. I want to, one other comment from you guys about this. Mm-hmm. This is a comment from Melania Trump. Is that Donald Trump's wife?
That is.
What did I hear? What was that noise?
He's just doing a really soft impression of Trump saying Melania.
Oh.
I was trying not to be disruptive, but I ended up being the most disruptive.
That was hate.
What? No, I made that noise.
Oh, let me hear it.
Melania.
You sound like Trump. Melania, the first lady, Melania Trump, sat down on Fox and gave a few points on being a mother and a wife. Watch this from Fox News.
I feel that as a children, we have them till they are like 18, 19 years old. We teach them, we guide them, and then we give them the wings to fly. And I always respect Baron's yes and no and what he likes to do, where he would like to be. I don't always agree what my husband is saying or doing, and that's okay.
Are you able to tell him when you disagree?
I gave him my advice, and sometimes he listens, sometimes he doesn't, and that's okay. My first priority is, you know, to be a mom, to be a first lady, to be a wife. And once we are in on January 20, it's you serve the country.
Amazing.
Wow.
This is a tip that someone sent to us. Thank you for that. What do you think about that?
I love that, because for one, she's saying that 18 and 19, the kids got to go, and she's not doing the spoiling thing. So that was nice. But also, I like that she I think that it's not wrong that you can disagree, but she says it to the husband, but she's also okay with him not taking the advice. So I think that's pretty cool.
What do you say, Anchor Baby?
No, that's just real. This is real. And it's like, I just like that. She's just honest, right? She's like, yeah, I don't like what he says. It proves to me that her when she says, I just want to obey and do what I'm doing here, is kind of a little more sincere.
Yeah.
Because she's doing it. I can't even explain myself. But she's saying what most people, women.
Talk to a hoe, you got to explain yourself.
I got it right here. Most women who even say that I want to just be the woman and obey, they feel like Melania, though, where they would like to say what they really think, even if he doesn't listen. Right. And they're glad that he won't or he does.
Can I add a little bit to that?
Yes.
Like, it's almost a little bit better that you have like a wife or somebody you're into that has her own mind, because I don't think it's good if the girl is just everything that you say, she's just agreeing because you said it.
Right.
And then she doesn't have her own mind. So it doesn't mean that you guys got to fight, but she's allowed to have her own opinion.
Because if she doesn't say it in her mind, she's cutting you out. Anyway.
Yeah, it's phony.
And then she's going to go on Oprah show and talk about how abusive you were.
And you never
and
knew.
She was afraid to speak up. And so you.
That's true.
She got her own thing. That's why I love her.
So what do you say about that hate?
You guys are getting fooled by this woman. You notice that she said 18 or 19. She's trying to drive a little wedge and like hold on a little bit longer than she's supposed to.
Uh-oh.
Don't be fooled.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, but I like that she's saying mostly the right thing.
Yeah.
The right thing.
Yeah.
She's being ladylike, and that's nice. And she has a cute accent, and she's pretty.
Amazing.
I love what she said. You know, of course, you don't know what really goes on behind closed doors, but I wonder, is she thinking that way because Donald Trump is strictly old school? And this idea about the kids have to leave, especially boys at 18 or 19, they do give you a limited champion, 18 and 19, James. They don't throw you out. They don't just say, you 18, you got to go. You can't wait.
18 or sooner.
They do give you between 18 and 19, right? But you just can't be
a little space
man.
Right.
Come on. I'm just trying to pretend to be a Nazi about it.
James,
do you love your kids or do you not?
But I'm wondering if she think that way because she's been with Donald Trump and that's our hero, or was she raised that way too? To think, because that's so true.
Yeah.
She watch over the kids until they're 18, 19, they're out of there. I like that. I like the fact how she listened to her husband. She knows her part in life. And yet, she speak up. And even in the good old days, the women would speak up. They were like, just not saying anything.
Right.
But they didn't go, oh, you're oppressing me and blah, blah, blah.
They didn't press the matter.
Right.
They didn't drive him to slap her.
Yeah.
Right. Am I cutting you off? No. I can almost tell that the reason that she speaks up like that is because she knows that Trump would do what he sees as right no matter what. And that orders things. I wonder if she was even always like that. I wonder if she's been tamed over the years in a sense.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's because she's mad.
And it's really
Trump.
Trump's influence.
Yeah, a lot of people, and it's crazy
to see
that.
It's the best you can ask for is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Sorry, go.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see that a lot of people don't like Trump, but if you just pay attention, you see these little details, and you can see that something's going right in the home. Yeah.
They didn't like Jesus either, so.
Yeah.
It makes me think about how the people speculate and gossip and slander Trump is having slept with the dirty video woman back in 2005, supposedly when she was pregnant.
Right.
And there's really no proof of that. But she can look at Trump and then look at these people who are pretending that they love her, and she's going to stay with the one who actually loves her.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What a mess. I love that video. So thank you. Someone, I forgot who made that tip, but we appreciate it.
Nice.
Kristen did. The editor of the Fallen State. Thank you, Kristen.
Right on.
Amazing. Let me go to Josh. The liberal women are going to hate this woman for saying that. They don't want her to be a woman and be obedient to her husband. What the? Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
the,
talking...
my experts are here as well.
Okay, because,
Hey.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
hey, Josh.
Yeah, you know, I can comment on that video of the girl at church confessing her sin.
Go ahead.
I kind of like that because it kind of like serves as a deterrent to other girls, right? Like kind of like the death penalty, you know. It did seem kind of cruel, but you know, other girls, younger girls in the at the church will see it and then it'll stop them from going down that road, maybe, right?
Do you believe that God or Christ will put you in front of the public and tell you to confess your sin? Or will he tell you to go to him and confess and be done with it?
He told me to go to him
and confess. So why are you... Go ahead.
I would say because, Josh, what that's doing, it put... The only thing it does, in my opinion, is put fear in the other girls not to be that way. Not like a true understanding why they shouldn't.
And the more fear they have, the more they're going to want to go out and do it.
Yeah.
Because that fear is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I always think, I hear you talk about when you were growing up, it was a shame for black people to be pregnant out of wedlock.
Right.
And I want that. I want that for black people now, but that ain't never coming back now. It's too out of control.
No, that go forever.
That's gone
except
forever.
For the blacks who wake up. Now, they wake up and they realize they start to overcome that fallen state, then they'll come back to that kind of shame. And that would change for them, but most are not going to wake up.
Wow. Yeah. This is actually the answer to the biblical question, believe it or not.
Are you a problem to yourself?
No. No.
And why do you say no?
Because every time I call something a problem, it makes me try hard to fix it, and it makes me make other problems. And it causes me to judge myself.
So amazing.
So that's good. That's exactly what this is. She was calling the sex out of wedlock a problem, and I guess in the black community it just got worse because now everybody having sex out of wedlock. So I guess
they took the shame away from it, and then they made they took the sacredness away from it, how important it is, and it became. Like a nothing
it's
thing.
Normal.
Yeah.
Normal. Yeah. It's expected.
Right. And it's an abnormal thing. They made it into a craziness. And it's really amazing to know that, too. I had no idea.
And it all started because they made us think it was a problem. You think so? Or no? Because that's what the biblical question is. They saw it as a problem.
They made us think it was a problem to be ashamed about it, not to flaunt it, and all that. They took away the shame.
Wow.
I bet you at some point making public examples like that, because maybe it was so rare or something like that, maybe it had like a public effect. But maybe at this point it's the opposite. It's like another pregnant girl is apologizing and all the congregation going, it's okay. That's normalizing, no? That has a normalizing effect to it as opposed to...
Yeah.
What do you think? But anyways.
I don't quite understand what you mean.
Because you got... Because you got...
Go ahead.
If you get every person in the congregation coming up and repenting for this thing, it makes people accept it more. It's like, oh, everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
They're all telling you, it's okay, girl. It's
all you got to do is repent. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good
but
point.
But probably a long time ago, it was quite rare. And so I was like, wow, she got pregnant?
A long time ago, we weren't even talked about and explored it like that. Because even if a woman got pregnant out of wedlock, she would have to go out of town and have that baby. And we're like, where May Ray at?
That's interesting. But
nice.
Wasn't it back then in your time to where
like you had to marry in secret if you found out you got pregnant. Yeah, yeah, you couldn't.
You have a shotgun win.
Yeah, you couldn't. You yeah. wouldn't tell anybody. Right? Yeah, that's interesting.
And then everybody kind of know because they start to add up when you got.
They start doing the math.
And they sure they got married. Oh, that baby came mighty early. Amazing. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah. Okay, man. Thank y'all. Appreciate
and,
it.
And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, man.
All right, Lord. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Last word, Hake.
Oh, like Nick was saying, it's signal boosting. It's signal boosting the wrongdoing. It's putting more, planting ideas into the mind. And the more you talk about it, the more you accept it.
Yeah.
Even if you're condemning it.
Yeah. Amazing.
The Bible says it's shameful even to talk about what the evil deeds done in darkness.
Absolutely. Wow, that's deep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's in the Word.
It is. Something like that.
We got to find that. We got to talk about that Sunday. Last word, Joel. Joel, Friday TV.
All children blessed.
Amazing. The anchor baby. Nick, last word.
Bible thumper. I don't know. I don't have anything. Bible thumper. That's my last word.
Amazing. What I've come to realize, we have been so lied to, brainwashed, taught wrong, believe wrong. It just, I'm surprised we still exist on earth. Because it's no wonder everybody's so miserable. We have been taught wrong, folks. And we've just been taught wrong. And just, it's crazy how much we've been taught wrong, and we believe it, and then we're trying to make a wrong be right. We're trying to make it happen, and we can't. It's mind-blowing. That's why I encourage you to know yourself. Get to know yourself. Amazing. Super chat.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Pearl responded to your post on X about take your family away from mama, men and women. When you marry, mama going to destroy your marriage.
Our Pearl.
Yep.
Amazing. With hey,
that,
Pearl.
With that viral video about the mother running up and hugging the son at the gender reveal party.
Yeah.
What about my dad, Jesse? When you say take your family far away from mama.
Right.
What about my dad?
What about him?
Far away from him?
Yeah, from your parents. You don't have as much problem with your father. Some people do, but as you do your mother. But you're supposed to take your wife far away from your family because they will. The mama got to mess it up. So your father, too, if your father, both parents, this thing fail.
Yeah, just pull it off. Oh, okay. We'll fix it at break.
Sorry about that, folks. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Pearl.
Yeah.
Angband Art, 3 coffees, a chip off my Christmas bonus for Bond, my online fellowship of the kingdom. Please ask Nick to read something and tell Jesse the other side of creation.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Angband Art.
Yeah.
Pete says, I got bullied by mom, but wouldn't have it any other way.
Amazing. What the? Thank you.
Jesse's Dream Team bought a coffee. Dear Jesse, what is the song you play on Country and Western Tuesdays? The one that says, I can lean on God so he can lean on me. I would like to play it for my wife. She likes that music like that. But she's evil, but I still love her anyway. Beta, yo, what up, Hake?
What's the song called? All My Life.
It's, I don't know.
I don't know if it has a name, but it's by Pete.
Pete from Alaska.
It's Country Western Tuesday.
Can you find it on a YouTube channel somewhere or anything?
No.
No.
We don't have it uploaded separately at this point.
Right. But we will. We'll have to talk to Pete and do something with it. Thank you.
And we'll read the rest of this Super Chats after.
Let me take a quick break. Be back in a moment. And let me hear from my experts. Amazing. Back in a moment to your phone calls and Super Chats. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Hey folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The women's forum is tonight. Our first women's forum for 2025. And come on down, ladies. It's going to be amazing at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And for personal shout-outs, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, funerals, whatever. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Not for funerals, but everything but funerals. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And don't forget to support us. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Let me go to the busy phone, and then I want to get back to the super chat. Let me go to Danny out of England, heard around the world by everybody and they mama. Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, how Danny.
Jesse, I just want to make a quick comment on about the set. You know, what we're seeing a lot nowadays.
Okay.
I think a lot of young men in England, and I think over in the USA as well, take a lot of steroids. It's very common. And the steroid lowers your consciousness, but it also will higher your testosterone for, you know, for want to go out to have sex. But it's an unconscious level because it's not a natural rise in the testosterone. It's artificial from all the steroids.
Well, that's what happens when we go from
norm. It's very common now.
When we go from norm to abnormal with that, it brings out all type of everything that's wrong. That's why we have to go back to being treating that in the right way. We have to. Men and women have to keep it to themselves. Don't be putting about your sex life out in the public. It's between you and your husband, and it's not for pleasure. It's for making babies. But if it's done right, it will work out very, very well for you. It's just we're in a fallen state, Danny, like I've never seen before, and it's just bringing out the worst in human nature.
Definitely. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah. Okay. And my main reason why I rang you, Jesse, was you spoke to a bloke yesterday called Eric. He's having some issues with his son about being disrespected.
I remember that. Yeah.
It made me think because I had the exact same thing with my boy. He would back chat to me, but I would. when he would tell me other people say to him things, I would say, well, they're only words. Like, it doesn't matter. What do words mean?
Right.
You know, it's nothing. But then when he would say it to me, like, he would say, F you, to me, and that would cause a fire inside me. I just want to wring his neck. But I was thinking, I can't tell you that words don't matter, and then I'm showing you they do matter because I'm overreacting to them.
Right.
Yeah, so it's nonsense. Yeah, ridiculous what I'm telling him. So I really had to, after doing all the process that you talk about, you know, I sat my wife down and I said, if you don't obey me, I'm going. So I had to get everything in order, you know,
yep.
Drop the anger. And then, yeah, now, because he hasn't dropped his anger, obviously, because he's still only young, but I, when he tells me now to F you, I can handle it in a perfect way. And he sees that I'm handling it in a perfect way, and it's getting less and less.
Good point, so, man. Yeah. Amazing point.
That bloke, Eric, if he, that the anger is everything. Because once you lose that anger, I mean, the ego just goes because the anger goes. Like the, I used to think I took away the ego, but obviously I can't take it away. God took it away.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Bible basher. I've never read the Bible. I don't know anything about that. But I can clearly see that God has taken it away. So now I can just handle it perfectly.
Yeah. You know, yeah. When I was growing up, there is no way that I would have spoke to my father in that way. F-U and all that kind of stuff. Or my grandfather. And the reason for that is that fathers at one time carried themselves in a way where you respected them in the right way. You just respected them, and they would not carry themselves in a way where they made their children angry and all that kind of stuff. But today's fathers, because they obey the men, they worship the woman. They don't correct their wives and things like that. The kids are traumatized. And when they are traumatized, yep. They are not going to respect the parents. And yeah, so that's the problem is.
Yeah, exactly what happened. Because my father's father was in the war, and he was he overreacted to that and was traumatized by the war. So my grandmother destroyed my dad. And then, so my dad had a lot of anger.
Yeah.
And when I told my dad to F you once, and I went flying across the room.
Yeah.
But I resent him for that specifically. But I could see that wasn't the right thing to do.
Right.
Because, and afterwards he would feel terrible. And then when I used to overreact to my boy, afterwards, I used to feel terrible, like, oh, damn, I should, you know, like, the devil beat me there. I couldn't control it, you know, like,
right.
So you don't feel good after doing it. So, yeah, now, once the anger's gone, it's just done with perfection, you know. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. But one other thing what I want to say, Jesse, my boy's he's 9, and I was wondering, he understands. He says to me, you know, he'll ask a question, and I'll say, well, everyone's got anger, mate. Like, you know, that's what they're doing. And he'll say, yeah, but you haven't, have you? And I'll say, no. But I don't know whether to sit him down and to explain to him why he's got it, because I didn't protect him, because I had anger, because I was a... I put the B in beta when he was younger.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so what I recommend is that he's 9 years old. He's going to start asking you about anger. Not as you mention it to him, you told him everybody to have it and not to have anger. You know, hey, son, don't get angry. Speak up, but don't be mad. As he get older, he'll ask you more and more about it.
you'll be able to explain it more, and he'll be able to understand it.
Yeah, so don't bother sitting down now to say sorry. Wait, let him come to me to say sorry to for resenting me? Or which one would you suggest happens
first? Kids understand clearly, don't be angry, right? And you can say, you know what? I used to be angry, and anger is not a good thing. You become like what you're mad at. And, you know, you can, little things like that. Don't you see that you become like your mother? Or if you've been angry and he resent you, you'll be coming like me. Just little things, keep it very, very simple. And as they get older, you'll be able to have a deeper conversation with them. But for children, you got to keep it simple. Don't fill their head with knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, when I was praying on it, that's exactly what I was coming up with.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the only issue is when I say to him, like, you know, don't get angry. If you'd have told me back before when I, you know, don't get angry, I don't want to get angry. Like, he doesn't want to get angry, but he doesn't know the formula to not get angry.
Well, that's why you can say to him, learn to speak, you know, you speak up. But don't get angry, don't get mad, because you become like whomever you are mad at. You become like them.
Yeah.
And if you stay present, though, if you stay conscious, you stay present, the truth will give you the words to say to him. You don't have to worry about that. The words will come naturally.
Yeah. That's what's happening. Yeah. That's what's happening, mate.
Amazing. All right. Thank you. Amazing call, Danny.
You're the best vicar I've ever listened to. You're superb, mate. And all the lads that work with you, yeah, top notch. Keep up the good work.
We will. And thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Lovely.
All right,
have a great day.
All right.
Cheers, mate.
You too, buddy. Call me again. 888-775-3773. What's VI?
Vicar. He called you the best vicar, I think. Which is like a church leader type person.
Oh.
Nice.
Let me go to Jane out of Florida. Jane, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jane.
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I was just calling to answer that biblical question.
Are you a problem to yourself?
No.
And why do you say no?
Well, because I know that I'm not the one that's, I guess, like, causing mishap in my life when it does happen. Because, you know, I'm not the one that's whispering the wickedness in my ear and all that sort of thing. So I know that that's not me. So I know I'm not the one that's causing the problem.
Interesting. I want to respond, Jane, but I got to hold it until Sunday.
All right. Well, I'm excited to hear what you have to say. I also did want to share a Bible quote as well.
Okay.
Because when I first read this passage, I didn't understand what it meant. But now after listening to what you have to say, it's a lot clearer to me now. So this one comes from Matthew 5:48, and it says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." And, you know, I was just trying to, like, figure it out and, you know, reading the Bible and listening to all these Christians talk and all this and that, and everybody's talking about, oh, yeah, I'm a sinner, you know, I need to repent every day and, you know, I need a savior every day. And it's now annoying is that I've already been saved.
Yep.
I'm white as snow.
Yep.
And so it's just that simple. It's like now I don't have to be held back by any of it. And I can know that I can be perfect.
Absolutely.
You've got to make it perfect.
It's amazing, Jane, how we've been taught to suffer in life unnecessarily. We have a raw opinion of ourselves, and it brings nothing but misery. And then the people who are miserable, they make up excuses for being miserable.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Seriously. Well, I just wanted to thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, Jay, and thank you for supporting. I appreciate it. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Will do. Love you, Jesse.
Love you, too. Amazing. Super chat. 888-77-JESSE.
Super chats.
Over on, shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the D Live crew. We're just finishing up the yesterday's super chats, going into today's.
Yes.
Greenwall with a Greenwall, Games for Rec, Fatty Wap, Misty, Wolf 336, Army, and Groovy Monkey. Thank you guys as always.
Thank y'all. Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. Responding to you asking who was asking that question from yesterday's show, when you get this. The question about who is the blame for being nasty and evil. I am a man and I ask because to the ear it sounds like humans are the reason. And really, sir, after listening to you for a while, I'm learning not to care. This is not a shot at you.
Thank you. I don't quite understand it, but thank you.
Who is to blame? Who is to blame for us being nasty and evil?
Is that a question or a statement?
It's a question.
Oh, who is to blame? I've said over and over and over again, it's not us. It's the thing that made a home in us. But because people identify with the false nature, with that evil spirit, they call it themselves. I am angry. I am evil. I am this. And so they don't get over it because they have identified with evil by calling it themselves. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, they're one with evil. You can call them evil for short.
Right, because they have agreed with it, so they are evil because they have agreed with evil. I hope that helped.
Thank you, someone.
Yeah, thank you so much. If it's not clear or maybe I'm not quite understanding what you're saying, you can call me 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Thank you.
Danny bought a couple of coffees. All right, Jesse and the lads. James, is there a film that makes you tear up when you watch it? And what is it? Jesse, get ready with the beta laughing face with sweat. Nacho Libre made me cry. Just kidding.
What?
Nacho Libre.
What's that?
It's some Mexican wrestling movie with Jack Black.
And you cry?
I don't know. I plead the fifth. It was a long time ago. Thanks a lot, Danny, for the setup. I fell right into the trap. All right, Jesse, the lads. The film that gets me every time is Braveheart, where the father dies. Wow, he's spoiling it. But before he dies, he says to his son he's proud and a happy man to see what his son's grown up to be. Tears streaming down his face, laughing face with tears. Jesse, can I get a beta?
What a beta! Beta! Mel Gibson played. That was Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to rewatch that. It's been a while since seeing it, and I'm going to have to watch it again.
I've never seen the whole thing straight.
Really?
Yeah.
What a beta.
I mean, people talk about it so much, and then you see bits of it, and then it's spoiled. What's the point? Regatron bought two coffees. Jesse, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. Are you ready? Angels coming from Africa. You will emerge from that as an atheist. Why, George, gone? Why? Elliot, lift your hands. Who shall ever? Therefore, the Pope is ticked. He's drunk as a bastard. Let me hear you speak in tongues. God said it. I want it. Thank you, Gregatron.
Thank you. Amazing.
For two coffees.
Amazing.
Gregory DeRosa, three coffees. Jesse, we ain't playing this year. The one true sin of separation from the daddy, from God, trying to do his job, getting angry because I can't. What the?
Amazing. No, we're serious this year. And the theme is to stay present. Stay present. Practice staying present. Amazing. Thank you.
Tony. The two prominent evils of our time, I believe, are envy and greed. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I appreciate that.
Son of Liberty, LGB, says on Rumble, he's a monthly supporter, we're not sinless, we just sin less.
That's not true. We are, except for the heart, which is angry, which is evil, which is playing God, right? We are, all of our sins have been wiped away. It is unfortunate that human beings don't know that. That's why Christ, think about all the hell that Christ went through in order to wipe away our sins. In the Old Testament, the people had no way out. They were controlled by sin. Satan was their God, and there was no way out. And Christ came, and he wiped away. We no longer are in debt to Satan. He doesn't own us. You are free. Now, if you want to continue to think that you're a sinner, go ahead. See how far it gets you. But you can live a perfect, peaceful, amazing life right now, right here on earth. You don't have to wait until you die. But I understand the brainwashing. A lot of people don't want, a lot of people are afraid to admit that their sins have been wiped away. They're afraid to say it. It's unfortunate, but thank you.
California Taco Butter Coffee, sex out of wedlock. You might not want to call it a sin, but you can't deny that it's a setup from yourself. You should have waited till marriage, but you listen to the thoughts about this sexy person, blah, blah, blah.
Repeat that.
You might not want to call it a sin, but you can't deny that it's a setup from yourself. You should have waited till marriage, but you listen to the thoughts about this sexy person, blah, blah, blah. This is California Taco.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Clifton over on the YouTube says, 1 Corinthians 6:18 KJV, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, outside the body, or something. But he who commits fornication sins against his own body.
Amazing. Thank you. Baba, Thump of Thursday. I appreciate it.
Celestial Lord with the rumble rant. It is not hard to know that sin of the heart thoughts tempt you to pass judgments and take the seat of God, turning your heart away from the Father. I know nothing. Actions are not sins. Hate is sin.
Right on. Nice. Thank you.
Celestial Lord with another rumble rant. The Spirit of God is like a fountain retained in the body that flood out the Spirit of God. This is what we call love. The same thing happens with the spirit of Satan. This is sex out of wedlock happen.
Amazing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I will dance like David danced. I will dance and I will shout. I will dance like David danced. The Spirit, you know that song, hey?
Yeah, it's nice.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I will shout like David shout.
It sounds sort of ethnic, and I've always liked it.
I used to love that song when they would do it in the church.
Yeah.
I used to go to the church, and they would do that song, and it was just the
sort organ of, playing. Sounds sort of like Middle Eastern.
And everybody dancing around. I would dance, and I would shout. I would dance like David dance. You know that song, Nick?
I've heard it from you.
Are you rebellion against the church? You were judging the people at church.
I was. They were all with their hands up in the air.
Dancing like David. Thank
but I did
you.
Like their songs.
Celestial Lord says, I realize that when I talk about evil, Satan always wants me to judge it. We need to see and move on. Light of the world and light of, with light of from the Spirit of God, and those who want it, partake in it.
Absolutely. Amazing.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all
Thank
so
you.
Much. Nice.
Hang tight.
Let me take a break. We got one more hour to go. When I come back to your calls and finish the super chat and more super chat, hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. I'll be back in a moment.
Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session,
If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Two L.A. major wildfires are 20% contained, just 20% Palisades fire, and 45% contained, the Eaton fire, still mostly uncontained. What a mess. And a little update on stocks, I guess, blah, blah, blah. I may skip it because I don't understand it. And who cares? You guys who are into stocks will know about it anyway. Amazon, Washington Post, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin is launching into space. And speaking of space, India is going into outer space. They had some successful dock or something. I don't know. If I don't know if it's even outer space. They're becoming a global space power, maybe. And Italy does not trust dissatisfied hotel customers. They need proof that you had a bad experience. You can't just be complaining and get your money or some scam back. Pretty soon, the Uber Eats people are going to do that to you guys, too, because of the low trust society that we have, probably. I don't know. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. It's January 16th, the third Thursday of the month in 2025 AD in January. So that means, ladies, the Women's Forum is happening tonight. Be there or be Red Square. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, says the Palisades fire is still just 21% contained, burning across more than 23,700 acres and counting. And the Eaton fire over in Altadena, Pasadena, and all that, the most destructive fire in Southern California history, thanks a lot, lame-o liberals, is only 45% contained as of early this morning, the writing of this Commie Nonsense news update. Stocks on Wall Street rallied Wednesday after an encouraging inflation report, I guess, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. It's stock indices recover a lot. I don't know. Incoming Trump administration, positive signals. Businesses are optimistic about the economy because Trump is coming in, maybe. JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, D-I-M-O-N. Hopefully I'm not butchering his name. Said something to that effect. Right on. Nice. Blue Origin, because space is so real. The rocket company founded by Amazon billionaire Jeff Bezos. He's a lame-o liberal, though. Sent its New Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, rocket into orbit on its maiden very first flight today. Liftoff occurred just after 2 a.m. Eastern time from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. The mission was considered a success, but the company did not reach its bonus goal. They had a bonus goal, but they did not reach it, of recovering part of the uncrewed rocket after the flight. New Glenn is carrying technology to space that will test out communications and other components from that Blue Origin may one day use on a spacecraft that they are developing. Blue Origin also wants to use New Glenn to compete with Elon Musk's SpaceX, which has dominated the global launch market for years. So shout out to those billionaires. We love the billionaires. We're not lame-o commies. And speaking of outer space, supposed outer space, CNN says India today became the fourth country, I'm cracked, I'm growing, to achieve successfully an unmanned space docking without any person. The feat is seen as pivotal for future missions as New Delhi, D-E-L-H-I, cements its place as a global homo space power. Pretty cool. Italy will need proof that your hotel was really that bad under a new proposed law. Okay, so it's, you can still not offer proof, but under this law, imagine how hard it is for hotels to attack customers after a wave of bad reviews. Italy is considering a new law to help ensure that online travel review sites like TripAdvisor are more truthful. Interesting. Huh. Everybody's a griper. $100 million has been raised for California wildfire victims on GoFundMe. It may actually limit FEMA assistance for victims, though, because they're getting money from do-gooders. And so, I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Last hour, hour three.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question: are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? And you can listen to the show if you're out and about, no matter what you're doing. You can park, but you can be listening as it is happening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. And it's Thursday. We take all calls, but Thursdays is we take the Bible Thumper calls as they come in, because Thursday is set aside, let it be written, let it be said, let it be known. Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Before I go back to the calls, I want to read something to you. Hate sent me an amazing scripture, speaking of Bible Thumper. It says, this is in Ephesians 5:12. For it is a shame. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Ephesians 5:12. It's a shame to even speak of those things which are done in secret. And that is so true. That is so true. It's amazing how upside down human beings, and I admit, I used to do the same thing. We've been living. We're living an upside-down life, a slave life, a false life. And it doesn't have to be that way. But you're not going to know what I'm saying to be true until you start to see it for yourself by living from within. It is so insane how human beings think and what we do and how we act. It really is. It's unnecessary. It's evil. It has no love. It's just horrible. Look, and if you doubt me, look around you. You see nothing but misery. Fake happiness is misery. And fake unhappiness is misery. You're not happy, and nobody around you is happy. They don't even believe you can be peace. This happiness that you get from someone saying something nice about you, or giving you something, or smiling at you, or at a football game, or some party, or some stupid entertainers entertaining you, is not happiness. That's not happiness. That's a fake happiness. That's why it doesn't last. But I'm telling you, and I promise you, if you work on yourself, you can have perfect peace right now. All is well in reality, but it's not well in your life. All is not well in your life. You say it and don't even mean it because it's not even true. But in reality, all is well. Really, in every human being life, unless you have totally accepted evil as good or evil as you. All is not well in your life. I don't care how much money you have, what position you hold, or any of that. All is not well. One other quick thing I want to share with you. If you get this, you can be free just like that. From Isaiah 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. That alone is deep. Because there are people who are reading the Bible and hooping and hollering and carrying on and preaching in the streets and carrying on, and they believe that their thoughts are God's thoughts, and they believe that their ways are God's ways, and yet they're miserable. They don't have perfect peace. They'll tell you, no, I don't have perfect peace. You can't have perfect peace. We're in a human body. We can't have perfect peace as though their body, that they are their bodies. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts. They're not, all of your thoughts are not yours, and they're not God. That's why they don't work, folks. They demand that you get more thoughts and more thoughts and more thoughts. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. The way you live and the way you think and the way you believe has nothing to do with God. It's of your father, the devil. It's of evil. It's not even yours. Anyway, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your thoughts, your ways are not my ways, declared Yahweh. For the heavens are as high above earth as my ways are above your ways, my thoughts above your thoughts. That's amazing. All thoughts are all lies all the time. All of your ideas and your plans are not yours. You could be at a party and your thoughts will say, oh, this is boring. Go home. Let's go home. I want to go home. And you say, oh, this party is bored. I'm going home. And you would think you thought of that. You would think you thought of that. You would think you said that. That wasn't even you saying that. Oh, this party is too boring. I'm going to go home and watch TV. Or if you at the party by yourself and you're a guy, you're going there to meet a woman, and you don't meet one right away or sooner or later, the thoughts would tell you, you might as well go home. You ain't going to pick up nobody tonight. And you think you said, oh, you might as well go home. You ain't going to pick up no one tonight. It wasn't even you. It wasn't you thinking that, and it wasn't you saying that. You have identities, false spirits inside of you, and you don't know it because you have identified with, and you don't know yourself. And if someone say, hey, get to know yourself. Become one with yourself. Become acquainted with yourself. You don't want to do that. It takes work. What the? I told the congregation once, and I may even mention it on the radio, for one day, or maybe a weekend or something, that's it, go without judging. And I'm doing this because I'm trying to encourage you to see what's going on with you. Don't judge in thoughts, in seeing with eyes, in words, with little gestures, you know how you act. And what's emotions? I said, don't judge. They couldn't even do it. And I knew they were not going to be able to do it, but the point was to give them something to encourage them to start looking at themselves within to see what's going on. When you start looking, ain't no coming back. When you pay attention to you, ain't no going back. You ain't going to go back when you can see. But you can't see. You are being dictated and controlled by your thoughts and emotions, and you have become one with them, and you are catching hell right here on earth. When the Father sent his Son, and yes, Christ was the Son, not the Father, when he sent his Son, he frees you up. He even said, okay, it's done. Wash his hand of it. All your sins have been washed away. I got it taken care of. I couldn't find anyone in the Old Testament but one person who was free of sin. Now, all of you, your sins have been washed away. You're free. Because it was never you anyway, but it was the spirit of Satan that owned you at one time, and you had no other choice. Now you have a choice. Meaning that you don't have to live this way or think this way or treat yourself or others in the way you treat. Human beings are nasty, evil, worse than my words can say. Evil, distrustful, you can't trust them. They are murderers. Murderers mean, yes, you go out and physically murder people, but you murder people in the spirit. Your spirit is a murdering spirit. And you walk around seeing whomever else you can murder because you're one with evil. What a mess. Look around, you see. And we play the opening of the hearing, confirmation hearing, the other day. Make sure you podcast. The government was in full display for the world to see. To see yourself in them. They were no different than you. They were just sitting on TV at a meeting at the White House somewhere. But the spirit was the same as yours, evil. And evil, the devil poured out of those people like I never seen before. I want to know, Pete said that Christ or God had set him free, something like that. But I want to encourage you folks, this year, get to know yourself so you can have a free life right here on earth. In Matthew, Jesus said, in Matthew 22:37, Jesus said to him, you must love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You need a clear mind, everything. And other than that, you will. And you do have false gods. You have false love. That's a false god. You have false hate. That's a false god. You have this money. That's a false god. You have fear. That's a false god. You have suicidal thoughts. False god. You are lonely. You are everything. It's all false gods that you have found comfort in and you trust it. But it's not working for you. I played Pete Hassett. He's going through his, he went through his confirmation hearing the other day. And in his opening, during the confirmation opening, opening statement, Pete declared that Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Watch this from C-SPAN.
And as Jenny and I pray together every morning, all glory, regardless of the outcome, belongs to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. His grace and mercy abounds each day. May his will be done.
Amazing. I don't know when the last time we used to hear people pray in government. They pledge allegiance to the flag in government. They open up with prayer. You don't hear that anymore. You don't hear anymore. And Pete state that redemption is real, and God forced me in ways I know I am prepared for. Watch this.
Of respecting people, being professional. That is the balance of mine. I'm not a perfect person, as has been acknowledged, saved by the grace of God, by Jesus and Jenny. I'm not a perfect person, but redemption is real. And God forged me in ways that I know I'm prepared for. And I'm honored by the people standing and sitting behind me and look forward to leading this Pentagon on behalf of the warfighters.
Thank you.
Amazing, huh? The thing I like about, I don't agree with everything he just said, but the thing I like about it is that you don't hear that in government anymore. All you see in government today is evil. All you see is evil. Why do you think that they haven't done anything in California to prevent the fires from going out of control? They're evil. They don't care about you. They care about money and power. They've been running wherever the money take them. That's what they've been doing. Does it make sense that you would stop the water from running in the cities and around and divert the water toward the ocean so that some stupid fishing, whatever? Do you think that? I'm being told that Jenny is his third wife, according to Wikipedia. Amazing. 888-77. So you have P has seven children. Amazing. At 44 years old, he has seven children. They used to make babies. We need more white babies. But nah. Thank you, P. You can take control of your own life, live from within, everything is finished. The kingdom of heaven is within you. God, Jesus, and the teacher, the Holy Spirit is with you. But you won't let go and live. You won't let go and live. Let me go to Brian out of Michigan. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, yes, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I guess start out with your biblical question.
Are you a problem to yourself?
No.
And why do you say no?
Well, this kind of goes in line with your, I think it was last week's biblical question. Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? And I say, no, I'm not a problem to myself because I stay in the present.
Amazing. I want to respond, Brian, but as you know, I got to wait until Sunday.
Right on. I wanted to, first I wanted to talk about your dream team. Trump, Netanyahu and
Putin.
Putin.
Trump,
the great white hope. Yeah.
Netanyahu and Putin, my dream team, or the dream team.
So I really think that I think Donald Trump is a great thing for America. I don't worship him, just like you. We vote for these people to do what the people want. And I think Trump is all set to do that. And Trump posted a video, I think on Truth Social, but you can look it up. But this this article says Trump shares inflammatory video with crude reference to Netanyahu. And it says that Benjamin Netanyahu, this is what Trump says. Donald Trump has shared inflammatory video content calling Benjamin Netanyahu a deep, dark son of a beach. Just weeks after the Israeli leader claimed the two had a very friendly, warm discussion about hostage negotiations and Syria policy. The president-elect posted the clip to Truth Social, featuring economist Jeffrey Sachs, who accuses Netanyahu of manipulating U.S. foreign policy and orchestrating endless wars in the Middle East. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, I'm not familiar with that at all, but I'm being told that the Anchor Baby played that on his show. Did you play that, Anchor Baby?
Oh, did he? I didn't catch it.
Me either.
I think I did.
You're not sure? What?
And then,
You're not sure if you played it. Oh, okay.
What was it? Keep going. I'm going to disrupt
you
guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, just like one of your guests that you always have on, I think you have him on at the end of each month, Bill Lockwood.
Bill, the smartest white man on this side of heaven.
Right on. Well, he told us all, I think it was a couple months ago when you were talking to him about Israeli people and Jews, and he told us all that all those records were destroyed when the temple was taken down by the Romans. So nobody can trace their ancestry and say, yeah, I'm a true Jew. And that falls in line with, I feel, Israel was just a made-up thing because it was all Palestine. And according to the Balfour Declaration of 1917, British people wanted to create a land for the Jews. And so they made this Balfour Declaration in 1917. And then...
Let me do this because of time. What point you're trying to make?
Well, I'm just making a point of all these things that go on, just like you speak about. We've been lied to.
Yeah.
And one thing that I wanted to read was a scripture, since it's Bible Thumper Thursday.
Make it quick because I've gone with you for a while and I want to get to so many other calls, but go ahead.
This is from Acts 7:45. This was Stephen speaking. It says, however, the Most High does not lie in houses made by human hands, as the prophet says. Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Oh, where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things? And then Stephen was speaking to the Sanhedrin, and he told them, you stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one, and now you have betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law that was given through angels, but have not obeyed it. And then the Sanhedrin, when he said that, they got ticked. And they drug him out of the city.
Amazing.
And that's when they stoned him.
Nice. Brian, I appreciate your call, man. I got to run, but thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Very interesting. 888-775-3773. Nick, you say you remember now that you did?
Yeah.
And what was the point you made with that? Well, with that tweet?
So here's the... On Truth Social, Trump posted some video, okay? And the video was of this pretty smart Jewish guy, but I think he's a liberal, Jeffrey Sachs. And this guy was saying about Bibi Netanyahu, or about, in general, America being dragged into wars. And for me, as someone who's kind of ignorant on some of these things, I keep hearing all this stuff about Trump is in the pockets of the Jews now, that he's just this guy that's for, he's not America first. And I don't want to get too into like all those criticisms because I don't know about all that politics stuff.
Right.
But one thing I found interesting for him to post that, if it says anything to me as a voter, as this individual, it says to me only that he's his own guy. I think. I feel like it's kind of clear. Maybe someone could tell me where I'm wrong.
And so I didn't see it. This is my first time hearing about it, period. Mm-hmm. So I can't really comment on it. But were Trump criticizing Netanyahu, or did he just post a video of somebody else saying that?
It seemed to just be a post. He just reposted this video of someone else saying that with no commentary. So it almost seems like it's not necessarily agreeing or disagreeing, but it didn't seem like he felt negatively about what this video was saying.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Interesting. I'm going to have to read it. I was not aware of it. I had not heard about it. Amazing.
And I heard, didn't I?
When did you play it?
On my show, on Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday's episode.
Check that out on the Anchor Baby, American Anchor Baby. You can podcast that. And on Tuesday, you say?
Correct.
Okay. Nice. Let me go to Ashley, a first-time caller out of Texas. Ashley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey,
how are you today?
All is well.
That's good to hear. I'm calling because I was recommended to by my husband. And, you know, I'm trying to grow my faith in God and my relationship in God. And, you know, I'm just calling for advice. You know, I find myself resentful sometimes and anxious other times, and you know, I without that perfect peace, that sounds amazing that you talk about. So I just wanted some advice on how to get there.
You, now that you have admitted all these things about yourself, the anger and all that, go and forgive your mother, because she recreated you in her image, and you have her spirit, which is not her own, but is evil. Forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from her. Do the silent prayer, and you're home with the Father. You're fine.
Okay. Do I need to go to them directly? You know, my father is not in the best position right now. He was not in my life for a very long time.
Are you able to talk? Go ahead.
I had a stepdad, and he was great to me, but of course, it's not the same as your father.
Right.
Are
you able to FaceTime with your real father or talk to him on the phone?
Yes, I can.
Well, talk to him if you can FaceTime. It'd be nice if you can look at him and your mother when you're speaking to them, so that you can be in fear, and when you're in fear, and then forgive anyway. The spirit of fear and anger will be taken away from you.
I do struggle with that, with that spirit of fear, you know, especially when it comes to my mother.
Can you hold up? Ashley, hold on for me for a minute. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Let me take a break. This treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday. You don't want to miss it. And then the American Anchor, baby, at 12 noon. The American Anchor, baby. Brand new episode. Oh, and then ladies, the ladies forum tonight at 7 p.m., the first one for this year. What the? Come on down, ladies. It starts at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. Pacific time. And a brand new episode of The Fallen State. I had a very fun and interesting discussion with Albert Gillery. E-L-B, not A-L-B. I had a cousin named Albert. Mm. He did.
Rest in peace.
Albert Gillery. He is an ordained minister, Navy veteran, former criminal defense lawyer, and served in the Louisiana House of Representatives and the Louisiana Senate. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks today?
They complain and whine, and that's it. America is the best place on earth to live. The greatest amount of freedom is the greatest amount of opportunity.
What is a man?
He who is made in the image of God, doing his will, reaping the fruits of the Spirit.
So will you ever marry again?
I am seriously looking for my fifth wife.
And will you make children too?
Absolutely. I'm only 80 years old.
Amazing, but very, very interesting conversation. TheFallenState.tv. Tomorrow at 12 noon. Nice. I want to go quickly back to the phones here. Ashley is, she want to get on the right track now, want to get over anger. So, Ashley, you said that you were afraid to talk to your mother and father?
Yes.
And
why?
Well, my mother had this, you know, spirit of anger in her that you talk about. And that's how I was raised, you know, by that. I feared my mom's punishment, and she never, you know, maybe once she did spank me, but I feared that anger that she would give me because her love was very conditional. You know, I noticed it when I became a mom myself that, you know, each time that I went against her or did something that she advised against, I lost a little piece of her each time. And so I am scared to talk to my mother. I'm scared to talk to my father because, you know, I'm still angry with him for some of the things that he has done to me since being a kid. And not only that, but just not being there at all. And he's going through his own thing as well right now. And I don't know how I could possibly talk to him and actually reach him, you know.
When you say reach him, what do you mean by reach him?
That he'll even apologize, but I don't even know if I need that either, so I don't know.
No, you don't need him to apologize. If he does, it's fine, but you don't need it. From either one of them, you need to forgive them so that God can forgive you and you will stop playing God. You won't judge yourself or anyone ever again. You will eventually come out of your imagination and stop worshiping the devil. You'll be a free woman. Listen, you have children?
Yes, I have three.
See, if you don't forgive, you're going to do to your children what your mother has done to you because you don't have the love to raise them by love and with love. And you won't have patience or anything.
Okay.
So I recommend you shaking your boot in fear and trembling. Let it be. Watch yourself shaking, but apologize to your parents for resenting them. They could not help themselves. And then God will forgive you. Don't ask human beings for forgiveness. You are not supposed to ask for forgiveness, but you're supposed to forgive. Forgive them. God will forgive you, and he'll take the spirit of anger away from you. You'll be fine.
Okay. I'll give that a try.
Let me know how it goes.
I will.
And start doing the silent prayer.
Okay.
You for me?
I do have one last thing to say before we get off the phone.
Okay.
Me and my husband were having a discussion last night about the word
bitch.
My husband and I were having a discussion about the word bitch. And,
what a bitch!
Yeah, I personally don't think it comes from a place of love at all.
And why not?
But because the history of a word, it just seems like it's never been. You know, it's meant to be a female dog. How can you say that to somebody? And you say you love them. I don't know.
Because women, in the good old days, when they used to, I didn't even know it was a bad word until I started doing the show and Hate told me it was a bad word. But it just meant an angry woman acting like a female dog.
I know he's listening right now, and I know when he gets home, he's going to see me and say, "Hey, I told you." But,
and so they were being honest and say, "Hey, look at that woman. She's angry. She can't. She acting just like a female dog. Isn't that love?"
Yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one. I don't know.
And why do you think it's a bad word?
I guess, you know, my stepdad growing up always told me, you know, never let a man call you out of your name.
Well, he's not calling out a name. Isn't when a woman is angry, doesn't she act like a female dog? I don't want to put words in your mouth. Does she act like a female dog?
Yes. Yes, she does.
What? Oh. So how is that a bad word then?
Because there are so many other words in the dictionary that you could use besides that one.
Like what?
Unruly. You could say angry. Any of those words.
Oh, so you're saying that it'd be best to say that this woman is acting like an angry female dog?
Yeah. Okay, you might be convincing me here.
I think the liberal women have made that a bad word because they don't want to be reminded that they're acting like a bitch. Because if you say you're acting like a bitch, you got to check yourself then. You know what I mean? That's going to be painful to the ego.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. It might be the ego part, which that kind of kills it at that point because I can't say that I want to follow God and have an ego at all.
Right. Which one sound better to you personally? Oh, you're angry and you act like an angry dog, or just to say, what a bitch.
That sounds a little better. That sounds better than just maybe the too many words might sound a little beta. So.
Well, start working on yourself, all right? Forgive your parents. If you want to be free, you must be forgiven, and only God can forgive you. And he would do that when you can admit you're wrong of the heart.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will. I will.
I wish you well.
You too.
Okay. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hello? Rick.
Dad, a man.
Rick lay his phone down and go back to work, and when you go to him, he ain't ready. What the? Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Brianne bought a couple of coffees in the first hour, or probably maybe first or second hour. It's sad that none of you realize that sex out of wedlock is lust with a capital L. Lust is a sin. Sex out of wedlock is lust. Lust is a sin, says Brianna with coffees.
Does the Bible say lust is a sin?
I'm not sure. It's lust.
They tell you not to lust, right?
Looking at a woman lustfully is equivalent to is committing adultery in your heart. But it doesn't say that it's a sin.
When you look at, he said that the action is in the look. Not in the action
itself.
The yeah, it's in the mind.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're looking at a woman and in your mind you're lusting, that's where the problem is because you're doing it, in your imagination, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the act itself because if you didn't do it in your mind, you would not carry out the act.
Yeah. So is lust a sin?
I don't know if it's a sin or not, but I know you're doing it in your imagination.
Yeah.
The onus is part of the fallen state.
Indeed, it is.
The sin is a hatred of the heart playing God. So,
and boy, do people get lustful when they're passionate.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brianne.
Yeah, thank you, Brianne.
Joelle's Mexican cousin bought a diamond. When was the last time you saw a feminine black lady?
Camilla. Oh, a feminine. Meaning a real feminine?
Yeah, well, a ladylike one. Feminine.
I don't even know.
I saw one just yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Where was she?
Walking her dog.
Is she effeminate?
I mean, a little bit. You could tell she was a woman.
Oh, I know one. I hate, listen, ladies. Now, when I name this woman, I ain't going to name her. Because I know a whole lot of ladies now. And they'll be saying, well, you don't think I'm feminist.
Well, let's just say Melania. But she's not black.
Do know some feminine black women now.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I do know some. Believe me, I'm not making it up. But if I name one, then the rest of them don't think, I don't think they're feminine. But yes, I do. I've seen some recently, very recently. Amazing.
So say like Sunday / tonight at the women's forum.
Right. At the ladies' forum, at church.
Because he didn't
say
who. He said when was the last time.
Oh, nice. The last time was that last Sunday.
Nice.
At the fellowship.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Mobetta, stand up. Bought a diamond. Diamond for the offering basket. Heard around the world.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Zylo. Bought a rumble rant. Morning, Jesse. Did you know blacks live in Israel? They also fight in the war. They have Jew lineage, so they have to be accepted into Israel. Do you also know that they go by Beta Israel? What the?
Amazing. I've been to Israel. I love Israel. I love the Jews. I love Israel. And I met a bunch of black people. And from all report, I don't know, but I've been told while they're in Israel by Jews and blacks over there, they are the original black Jews. They were found. They were still living. They were living somewhere. Where are they from?
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia. And they were living, even they were living like the Jews, original Jews lived when they were discovered. And Israel and the government brought them over to Israel from that, wherever they were.
Nice.
So, yes, it was amazing.
Lay Wendy, pardon me if I'm butchering your name, on Rumble, speaking of going and forgiving, I thought my dad was going to be mad and my mom was going to be cool. It was the opposite.
Yeah. The hardest thing in the world for women to admit is that they're angry and evil. And those women who do admit it, I know women who are admitting it now, they're being made free. But the ego of the woman will not let her say she was wrong. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
C. Bill bought 3 coffees. Steven from New Mexico is mama boy. Beat a male. Go forgive your parents.
I don't know who that is.
He was the first caller today, I think. He was talking about is sex marriage and other things.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Oh, yeah, and he thinks that S is also good for pleasure. Something like that. The purpose.
Amazing. Thank you.
But anyway, bashing poor Steven. Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. Mo Betta, stand up. Joel's Mexican cousin, Games for Rec, Fatty Wat, Wolf 336, Misty, Kid Combo 1, El Alacran, Groovy Monkey, Army Ann, and the rest of the supporters there. Thank you guys. And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Nice. Let me go quickly to Amos. Amos, a first-time caller out of Washington. Amos, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Amos?
Weeks now. Just my parents, when I was 12, they got divorced. And my situation is a lot different from a lot of other people. My father raised me. My mother left, and I received my love from my father. He did the best that he could, and he was an alpha male. He stood up to people, and he always hungered for truth, and I'm kind of that kind of man too. I want to see truth in a lot of things. And my mother came back in my life 10 years later after my father passed away. And my mother says she's an intercessor and all that stuff. And I've been listening to you, like if I need to forgive her or actually go to her in person. But then you talk about our thoughts, and I And I just think that she's going to turn it all around. Even if I go and say stuff to her, she's going to say, well, God told me this about you. He told me you're going to forgive me and all this stuff. And, oh, I'm glad you came around. And, like, what would be some of your advice on that?
How old are you now?
I'm 48.
I would recommend you go to her and, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself. And if she says that stuff, have a wait and see. Don't assume, but always wait and see what happens. You'll be able to deal with it. But if she said, well, God told me you were coming, I'm an intercessor. She's interceding for the devil, by the way, not from God. But if she says that, give her the finger and go your way.
Okay.
You don't have to conversate with her about it or anything. If she says that, she's just in denial. Leave her in denial. Let her say what she wants. Don't argue with her. Just say, hey, I just want to say I'm sorry for resenting you. I know now you can help yourself.
Okay. All right. Because I'm married also, and she got in the middle of our marriage, and this has been over the course of over 4 years. I've broken away from her, and I've protected my wife from her.
Good.
Because she wanted to manipulate and get in the middle of it and say that she's inadequate and she can't take care of the house and all that crap. And then by being forgiving, you know, like some of those other thoughts is that, she's going to think, oh, now it's okay now.
No, you tell her, don't come around my family. Say, don't communicate with my wife. Don't come around my family. I forgive you because I know now you're evil. You can't help it. But I still don't want you around my family.
Okay. All right. And I believe I received, I know you said in other programs that it's really important that you received your father's love over your mother's.
Yes.
And I did.
Nice.
For my dad. My dad was an alcoholic. He had a problem with that, but he still loved me, and he's talked to me about things.
Yeah. It's better for children to be with the father. If there's a separation, it's better and right for the children to be given to the father, not to the mother.
Okay. Well, it's just so happened that way with my life, too, so I guess I'm better off now that I think about it.
Absolutely. You are. Okay. So love your father, and again, just forgive your mother. You can FaceTime with her if you want to go see her, but if you can face her, make sure you do. But have no expectation. Whatever she says or does, that's on her. Don't argue with her. If she want to act like she's an intercessor or whatever that is, it's all made up. She is not interceding at all. Let her be blind. Let her be crazy and live her own hell, and you move on.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Let me go to Deborah out of California. Deborah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Deborah.
I heard you talking about Yahweh and Yeshua. So do you know that originated with the Hebrew root sacred name movement?
I did not.
Okay, so you're always talking about how people are twisting scripture and that your grandmama never believed in this. Did you ever hear your grandmama call Jesus Yahweh or Yeshua?
I never heard in my whole life until I moved to California.
Thank you. And that has started about 10 years ago.
And so is it in the Bible at all?
It is not in the Bible. You see, what they're doing is they're taking the old Hebrew language, which is a dead language now. Nobody knows the original Hebrew language. The modern-day Hebrew language, they threw all the vowels in and started assuming where the vowels need to go in these words.
Amazing. So, hey, you say you heard Yahweh and Christian rap?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I heard, oh, Yahweh. When I was
in
the 80s or 90s.
She said, what's up?
What's up, Deborah? Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day. Anyways, I just had to school just you a little bit. I know we're limited on time, but
thank you.
You have to think about why all of a sudden there's this new fad of Yahweh and Yeshua. Where did it come from, and why is it taking off in these, you know, get rich?
I'll look into it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so anyways, how you guys doing?
All is well. Thank you, Deborah. I got to run. Thank you. Super Chat. Thank you, Deborah. Super Chat. I'm trying to get this Super Chat in there really fast.
Celestial Lord with a couple of Rumble Rants. Lust is the side effect of being addicted to the spirit of Satan. The spirit of Satan keeping you in the illusion of fake love.
Lust is just another temptation of the imagination.
And keeping you in feelings blinded by darkness.
Right on. It's a temptation of thought. Let your thoughts pass. You won't lust. You'll be fine. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe it now. That's all for now.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I thought you had two more to read.
That was two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I am so out of time. I don't know where the time went. What the? The hate report is coming up now. The hate report. Not the fake report, but the hate report. At now, from 9 to 11 a.m., and then Joel Friday TV, you don't want to miss it, at 11 a.m., and then The American Anchor Baby, another show you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss any of them. And tonight, the ladies' forum, come on down, ladies. You don't want to miss tonight's meeting. Tell the people what to get. Tell the people where to get. Oh, you can get my shirt by going to, where, James?
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores.
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. Thank you, Derek. Amazing. So, work on you. Work on you. You're responsible for you. All right. John out of New York. Cynthia, a first-time caller out of Illinois. Nick, a first-time caller out of Wisconsin. Rick, I went to you, Rick, but you weren't at your phone. What the? We can hear you in the background talking, but you weren't on your phone. He black. So call me tomorrow, Rick, and the caller that dropped. I am out of time. Forgive your mothers and your father, all human beings. Not one can get away from this. Forgive your mothers and your fathers, but especially the mothers and the father, but the mother, because you created her image. She did that to you. Forgive your mothers and all grandmothers. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, so you can practice staying present. And in the present is with eternal life, with truth, life, and everything. It's not in your past. It's in the right now. Salvation is now. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday. Thank you for your support, your super chats, and your donations. I do appreciate it. Have a good day.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
yeah,
there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you, just because we don't have most guys that can, you know, stand, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old.
And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than Syrian goes.